Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
The two leading candidates, as it stands, it looks like it's Xabi Alonso and De Zerbi at Brighton. Both, it's a different world we're living in. I remember when Brendan Rodgers left, and the two main links were Jurgen Klopp and Carlo Ancelotti were the two that everyone was pretty much speaking about. Two guys with a massive track record of delivering the biggest trophies. Now, Alonso might go on to do that. De Zerbi, not so much. I mean, although there's a chance he can do well in Europe and obviously in the domestic cups. It is a little bit of a different world. You know, like you talk about, like, when he went and got Jurgen and his ability to then to be, you know, he walked in and everyone knows he's a top manager, and therefore signing players might be easier. For example, again, what do you think of the Alonso and the Zerbi links? It's a little bit like you're never going to get no one as good as Jurgen Klopp. The best you can hope for is that they're the same. But yeah, Liverpool are going down a little bit of a different route, it looks like, because there's no candidates out there who can just go, here's the medals, who really suit. It's your Zidane's and your Mourinho's. And that doesn't quite feel like the right fit. It looks like, by all accounts, I saw Thomas Frank's name linked as well. It looks like it's like Liverpool are going a little bit like kind of like what City did with Arteta, where now he hadn't had as much experience as these two I'm talking about, but someone who hasn't done it yet, but you think can go on to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult because Liverpool have not had to do it, obviously, in the sense of they've not had to do this really since Kenny left. And that was a different, the world's different, you know, in football. And Liverpool would never take the Rangers manager now, you know, regardless of his, and we saw that with Steven Gerrard was there, regardless of his connections in the past. Liverpool went and took Graham Souness after that. But you can't do that now. It has to be, there's far more boxes that need ticking, really, for elite clubs in terms of, you know, your Champions League experience, transfer market experience, worldwide pull, media handling ability, and that kind of thing. What I would say about Alonso and De Zerbi is I think there's a time and element of it, and I think it's pretty clear that those two are going to end up at a big club soon, and that's with the greatest respect to Bayer Leverkusen and Brighton. They're going to get a chance at a big club, because whether they take it or not, that's independent, really, but they're going to get a chance. So from a Liverpool perspective, there is an element that this might be the only chance you ever get to get one of them as your manager. If you think they're the right guy, that this might be the only chance, because they might end up at City and Real Madrid and be amazing, and then you're never going to get them as your manager because they're there and they're in the building, aren't they? Now, I understand why people would have reservations, and I've had a lot of messages of people who have expressed reservations about both of those candidates, because obviously, yeah, Xabi Alonso, essentially, this is his first full season as a manager, and let's be frank, he's had a brilliant run, but it's only January and they're only 2 points ahead of Bayern Munich, and they could easily finish 10 points behind them and go out in the Europa League last 16, and it's suddenly forgotten as being this incredible season, and it becomes this kind of disappointment. So De Zerbi, I haven't quite got the league table. I will have a look at it now, but Brighton are in the league table, what, 7th, 11 points outside the Champions League, 8 points outside the Europa League, doing well in the Europa League. But that's okay, that's great for Brighton, but that's sort of okay. You can pick holes in the argument and say they don't score many goals, or they don't score enough goals, or they don't keep enough clean sheets, you know, whatever you want to do. He rotates a bit too much, he's a bit fiery on the touchline. There's a lot of things that you could point at him. I think the question for me would be, If Liverpool think that one of those two is the right one, it's probably now that they're going to have to do it. You know, I don't think they could sort of say, do you know what, we'll let Deserby wait another year at Brighton and to see if he carries on, or we'll let Alonso wait, because they're not going to be there for another year. They're probably going to move on somewhere else. So you might end up in a situation where, oh God, you know, Man City have got Alonso now and we've missed our chance, or Man City have got Deserby, we've missed our chance. So I think it might have to be, if you're going to go down that sort of route of the next, as I say, the young or the up-and-coming bright thing, it might have to be now.
And on that, really, I was about to say, again, we're guessing, Liverpool have done really well to keep their story under wraps. We all found that on Friday, so, you know, this is a bit hypothesizing, but, like, do you think those two are the two that we're looking at, really? Because, again, when Brendan Rodgers left, I think straight away, every single report was, it's going to be Ancelotti or Klopp. I think everyone pretty much had that nailed down. Before that, obviously, there was a lot of talk. Obviously, Brendan's hired, there was a couple of other named Martinez, etc. Do you think it is going to be one of those two, if you had to guess? Because it's hard, really, to think of anyone else, especially, and I want to get your thoughts on this in a minute as well. Like, it's been announced that Pep's leaving Liverpool as well, because there was an idea that there could have been a succession plan there. But yeah, do you think it is Alonso or Deserby, or can you see another name that really...
No. I don't expect FSG to veer too far away from their sort of model. So Klopp, in a little way, was a little bit of a deviation. Obviously, he was a bit older, a bit more established, obviously, than Brendan Rodgers, who was their first sort of big appointment. I know they brought Dalglish in as a sort of a stopgap that became an 18-month appointment. But Rodgers was the one that they went towards, wasn't he? And you know, it was either him or Roberto Martinez at that point, and they were sort of in that bracket as, we think they could potentially be elite managers, but you know, we'd have to go on a journey with them. But it was a change in policy. But the way that they've run the club since has always been about, well, it's not about the sort of next 6 months. It's about, you know, putting value on for the longer term. I don't expect them to go down a firefighter route, a Mourinho, for example. I think that would just be a bad call. I think Ancelotti, obviously, you know, I don't think that's on the table. There are other managers out there, you know, that are in the betting, and you look at that. You mentioned a couple there. There are some in the Premier League that are doing really well. Obviously, Unai Emery, you know, fourth in the table at the moment. You've got Postecoglou, who's gone in at Tottenham and done a particularly good job. You've got Deserby. There are a few managers around big clubs at the moment who are, you could look and say, well, are they going to be there in a year's time? Pochettino, for example. Or, let's not say Erik ten Hag, but that might influence Liverpool's thinking in terms of, are United going to be looking for a manager at some point? So I think, I wouldn't say it's just out of those two. I think they're obvious candidates because of the job they're doing, because of the upside, the potential upside that they've got, and as I say, because of the timing. But I think there are others there that, you know, you might see come to the fore. You know, Thomas Tuchel, for example, at Bayern Munich has been one. I know he's not particularly popular at Bayern Munich, and he's had some, you know, disappointing moments in his career, but he's certainly a manager who's got a very good reputation across the world. So I think that those two are understandable front runners in the race. Both, you would say, would probably be quite obtainable as well, you know, if Liverpool were to come. But I wouldn't say that they were the only two candidates that would be being considered, nor should they be.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's interesting. I went back to check this was right, actually. When Steven Gerrard was hired as the Aston Villa manager, I think me and you spoke a day or two later about it, and we both half suggested, well, he will be the next Liverpool manager. When he might be the next Liverpool manager when Jürgen Klopp leaves. Do you think now, given that Villa ended badly and that he's in Saudi, obviously we know he's just extended his contract, do you think we can categorically rule that one out, or do you think that one cards? Because it's interesting because I get the sense, Neil, and this is mad to say, because he's Steven Gerrard and he's like a legend, obviously the legend, if not one of this football club. It almost feels like there'd be a tinge of disappointment among the fan base if that happens, like, which is ironic because of who he is. But it does feel like, given how it kind of went badly at Villa and then subsequently what Unai Emery did with a very similar team, that it feels like that, because I would have just presumed he was always going to be the next Liverpool manager, but now I'm getting the sense that might be.
Yeah, I mean, Jürgen said it himself, didn't he? I think Jürgen said sort of categorically he will manage Liverpool one day. It looks a lot less likely than it did. Like I say, what was that? Was that sort of November, I think, 2021? It's hard to say because, like you say, you know, not just the fact that it didn't end well at Villa for him. And I think he was a little bit unlucky at Villa in terms of the way it worked out. I think, you know, I don't think he was as bad as maybe history might or the rewrites might tell you as a Villa manager. You know, I think he did some good things. He had some poor luck with injuries and some results that went against him that shouldn't have done. But the way it ended, and obviously since then, what's happened with Emery and the tune that he's managed to get out of Villa has not reflected well on obviously, or not painted Steven in a good light. Of course, going out of sight at Saudi a little bit is, you can look at two ways, you know, it's a step down, or is it a sort of a smart move to sort of get himself back into the habit of managing, maybe away from the spotlight a little bit and not having that kind of, you know, that negative pressure in there. But it's hard to see that you could go from Al Etifak and come to manage Liverpool, having your previous two jobs been, you know, Rangers, which great job he done, and put them in a very strong position. They won the league. They were in a very strong position. The team that he built ended up getting to the final of the Europa League, don't forget. And then a short-lived and unhappy spell at Aston Villa. I think it's very difficult to see that Steven Gerrard could be picked. There would have to have been a lot of convincing done from whoever was, you know, in charge of the hiring process to say, no, we believe that he is the absolute right man. And don't forget, from his point of view, you know, he must have watched what's happened to someone like Frank Lampard, for example. He must have watched what's happened to Wayne Rooney, you know, in different circumstances. Their reputation at the top level is probably finished now, in terms of, you know, Frank Lampard. It'd be a very big surprise if Frank Lampard ever managed to sort of anything like a top 10, 15 Premier League club, given what's happened at Chelsea. It'd be very surprising if you saw Wayne Rooney managing one of the Everton or Manchester United in the future because of what's gone on. So Steven Gerrard might know that a failure at Liverpool, a dramatic failure, could be a nail in the coffin of the managerial career. Whereas if he was to go back and rebuild and go back to another Aston Villa type job, a Brighton, you know, a Southampton, a Leeds or whatever, there is the possibility then in 5-6 years that you can end up back at Liverpool when the Liverpool's in good health. But I think now would be, it'd be a big risk from the club's part, but I think it'll be a big risk from Steven's part as well.
And then the second part that I mentioned earlier is Pep Linders, who's leaving as well, because again, he was the other one. If it wasn't going to be Gerrard, we all thought it was going to be Pep. He's been doing press conference. Is he getting used to doing them? And also, it turns out, giving Jürgen a break because he told you he hates speaking to you as well when he left the other day. But like, he would have been the other one, wouldn't he? It is amazing how quickly football changes, because it looks like that isn't the case. It was announced, obviously, he wants to go and pursue a managerial career. Jürgen said again in his press conference, you know, he'd have his backing and he'd put a good word in for him anywhere. But does it look like he's not being considered then? Because he didn't even announce that he's leaving the club. Because it would be odd to say he's leaving the club and then a few months later go, well, Pep Linders is now your new manager. That doesn't really equate.
No.
No, I don't think Pep Linders was ever in the frame to be another full manager. I think that was always just an easy 2-2. Look, let's be fair. We just dismissed Steven Gerrard's credentials. We're dismissing Thomas Tuchel's credentials. We're dismissing whoever else, Thomas Frank and Roberto De Zerbi and whoever. Pep Linders' managerial credentials are very short. You know, of course, knowledge of the club is one thing, but he's been assistant manager. He's been a training ground coach. He's not been, you know, the figurehead of the club, albeit, you know, he's been a big part of it, and let's not dismiss that. There's no way Liverpool are announcing that he's leaving the club and then saying, oh, by the way, we've done our due diligence process and we've decided the winner is Pep Linders. You know, they would just have left him in place and allowed him to step into the breach. So, yeah, I think Pep's, again, he is one that maybe, you know, if he goes away and gets a job somewhere and becomes that kind of, you know, you look at someone like Arteta or people like that, you step up from being an assistant, go out and make themselves a first team coach, a head coach somewhere else. Maybe in 5-6 years, if he's had success, then he could come back into the fray. But I think at this moment in time, yeah, he needs to go and prove his managerial credentials. You know, he's proved his coaching credentials and his assistant manager's credentials quite comprehensively. He's been part of a glorious era at Liverpool. But yeah, I think he needs to tick a few more boxes before he's going to be considered for a job such as this one. And I don't think it would do him any favours either, stepping in after Jürgen. You know, obviously the similarities and the differences will be even more stark, and pointed out, and every sort of comparison would be made at that point. I think it would make more sense, given as well the fact that Peter Kravitz is leaving, obviously Vítor Matos is leaving, that it's a bit of a clean broom in terms of the coaching staff.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.